This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Keenan Hayes of Hayden is the first PRCA rookie bareback riding world champion in the history of pro rodeo. Happened Sunday night in Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo. Here's what Keenan had to say when he received his gold belt buckle on the stage in Vegas, courtesy of RFD-TV.
Keenan, you have had such a record-setting year, but how extra special is it to make history as the first rookie bareback riding world champion?
Oh, it's amazing. I just want to thank my family and everybody that's helped me get here. I mean, it's been a lifelong work for it, and I'm excited to come back next year.
We can't wait. Congratulations.
Thank you.
20-year-old Keenan Hayes finished the season with a single season earning record of $434,050. A federal judge has rejected a request by Colorado cattlemen and Gunnison County stock growers to block wolf reintroduction in Colorado. At the hearing Friday, the state said it's planning to release 5 wolves from Oregon as soon as today. That would be on private or state land in Eagle, Grand, or Summit counties. A wolf update for livestock producers is being hosted by the Moffat County Extension Office. That's from 5 to 7 today. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials will be there with the latest on the reintroduction of wolves. Brad Meeks will take over as the interim superintendent for the Moffat County School District. He is the retired superintendent of Steamboat Springs School District. He's replacing Jill Hafey, who's stepping down as superintendent in Moffat County January 1st. From the animal shelter in Moffat County, they've adopted a dozen cats and kittens so far in December. That's above average. They still have 16 cats and kittens left and 9 dogs and puppies. Law enforcement officers from throughout the Yampa Valley gathered at Walmart Sunday for Shop with a Cop. They were paired up with Happy Families to shop for Christmas presents. Tabitha Calise organized the event for the Rock County Sheriff's Office.
This is one of our favorite community events. I think part of what makes it is so special is the kids getting so excited because they're the heart and soul of this event, and their smiles and laughter remind us of the true magic of the holiday season.
Walmart provided the gift cards to the 12 families from Hayden, Oak Creek, and Steamboat Springs to do their holiday shopping. Sirocco Middle School has been notified they're a school to watch, according to the Colorado Association of Middle Level Education. The board will visit Sirocco Middle School January 28th for the next step of recognition. The Murphy Roberts Holiday Classic is this week. Giant slalom racers are on all out at Steamboat Ski Resort today and tomorrow. And then Wednesday, it's a night slalom on Howison Hill for the final day of racing. These are the top regional and collegiate ski racers from the United States and Canada and 15 countries. Big prize money on the line. Santa Claus has taken a break to spread cheer and share the holiday spirit starting tonight and every night through Christmas Eve on a big red fire truck. They'll be going through different neighborhoods. You can see that whole list at steamboatradio.com. Tonight, he's in the Tamarack, Cherry, Hilltop area, also Fish Creek Trailer Park and Alpenglow, which is the Walgreens traffic circle. Those experiencing loss can attend a blue Christmas service. That's at 6:30 tonight at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.